start us off for yous.
All right, welcome, kia ora, to another episode of the Podfathers, a Slam Diego Padres podcast, and we have ourselves an emergency podcast tonight. We have just got news. Fernando Tatis Jr., 14 years, $340 million with your San Diego Padres. Carlos, what are your initial thoughts to this?
Initial thoughts. Holy shit. Are you kidding me? Sorry, guys, if the audio is not great, recording live from a construction site out here grinding late night, both on work and just that's what the Podfathers do. But holy shit, are you kidding me? 14 years, $340 million? Like, that's unfathomable.
That's crazy.
I think I speak for both of us and all of Padres Twitter, Padres Nation, the Friar Faithful, that we were hoping it was going to happen. I wasn't even expecting anything over 7 years, let alone double that at 14 years. Like, it's unfathomable. What, like, duration wise, what do you think? I'm going to be 40 years old.
I was just going to say that.
Like, that's insane, dude.
That's crazy. Dude, my brother Patrick just like ran in here. I was just doing like a practice exam for my my stockbroker's test coming up here, and I was like 10 questions to go. My phone starts going off. I'm like, what is happening? And my brother Patrick runs in. He's like, dude, freaking Tatis, 14 years. I'm like, are you kidding me? 14 years, $340 million. Like, that's insane. It's absolutely insane. Like, I stopped everything I was doing. Like you said, that's the first thing he said. He's like, dude, you're going to be 41 by the time this season's done of his contract. I'm like, oh my gosh.
I was planning on working late tonight, and I was just taking a casual, like, quick 5-10 minute break. And I'm on Twitter, and people start posting these screenshots of the Union Tribune, like an article that just got released or is about to get released saying 14 years. And I was like, these people are just Photoshop messing with us. Like, I was literally about to respond, nice try, like, way to get my hopes up because it looked so real. And then next thing I know, AC tweets out 14 years, done deal. Like, I got the chills, man. I know, I'm sure you did. Like, it's I never would have thought we would have had anything like this happen. Like, we've been fans since we were kids. We've been through the dog days. We talk about it almost every podcast. But to sign the face of baseball for the next 14 years, another $300 million contract. I never thought we would have had one, let alone another. Like, oh my God, dude. It's insane.
Our left side of the infield is cumulatively tied up for about 24 years. Well, I guess like 22 now, because Machado's been a couple, but like, it's just, it's unbelievable. Like you said too, we've talked about like the amount of suffering that we've been through as Padres fans. And I was just talking to you earlier today, and I saw this video on Twitter about the, you know, win percentage for each franchise that's been in the MLB over the course of its time. And we are dead last. Like, this damn franchise and its fans and the city has been through so much over the course of their history and whatnot. And so it's just, it's so cool to see all these things accumulating to, you know, first of all, like you said, with the Machado contract, I was like, okay, 300 million. Yeah. Like, I'd never see on the Padres. And now we have two, like you said, like, it's just, you can't even put it into words, like how amazing this is, honestly, for us. It's so cool.
So let me go through a little list. I did a little research. These are the biggest contracts in Padres history up until this point. Sorry, we'll come back to it, actually. My computer's kind of freezing on me. Okay, here we go. Sorry. Apologies for that. Trevor Hoffman, 2000 season. 4-year, $32 million extension at the time. The
massive.
Yeah.
That's pretty good, though.
Jed Jerko, 6 year, $35 million extension. Next, Jake Peavy, 4 year, $52 million extension, which included a $22 million option for 2013. He at least deserved it.
Yeah.
He was a stud.
Jake the Snake.
Next, James Shields, four-year deal, $100 million, I believe.
It was 100?
I think so. That's what it looks like right here. We'll come back to him because James Shields is a Padres legend in my eyes. But we'll get back to him.
Yeah, we'll circle back.
Will Myers. Where is it? Sorry, guys. We're spitballing here. This is emergency pod, you know. But Will Myers is next on the list. $13.8 million per year. Doesn't give me the full, what was it, like 60-something, 70-something around there?
Yeah, I think it was in the 70s.
I don't know why it doesn't give you the value on this list. Anyway, and then next is Eric Hosmer. $100 million over 5 years. And then that got beat by Manny. And now we're talking 14, 340. Like, it is bonkers. That this contract, third largest in history, largest pre-arbitration ever.
Is it the longest in history? I know it's not the largest in sums of money because I know Trout. But is it the longest contract in history? Like, I think we'd have to look that up. Off the top of my head, I'd say, yeah. I don't think I've heard of one that's longer than this.
Yeah, it's got to be up there. I mean, off the top of my head, you think of the Giancarlo Stanton.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I think his might have been like a 12-year. But just to go back, Will Myers signed a 6-year, $83 million contract. So at the time, that was like, that was a big chunk of change too, especially for the Padres. Like, that was a big deal. James Shields' deal was really like the first one where like it shattered our ceiling of potential contracts for players. And like, I remember when he got signed, like I was so stoked just because I was like, dang, is this going to mean that we're actually going to sign people for more than like a couple mil a year at a max? So yeah, I don't know if you want to get into James Shields right now or in a sec, but
no, let's keep talking contracts. So,
all right.
Couple things that have started to come out. No trade clause. Huge. I mean, it just shows how committed he is to this franchise. He's bought in, and it makes you wonder how much did bringing him up sooner than we really needed to come into play. You know, that was a big discussion 2 years ago. I thought it was a no-brainer. The guy deserved it. I've always been a pro player. If he's ready, bring him up. Screw this whole extended
extra year.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. I hate that. We want an exciting sport. Bring him up. And you got to imagine, we've treated him so well.
Yeah,
and done him right the entire way that he had to play a huge decision in him wanting to stay here. I mean, $14 million. We're talking about the rest of his career potentially. Mm-hmm. Again, there's no details on the opt outs yet. I'm assuming there might be something once he's closer to his 30s. Maybe not. I mean,
yeah.
It's just insane. Like, he's committed. He's bought in. When you do the numbers, it's about $24 million AAV, which is still very team-friendly for the face of baseball. And a guy who hasn't even – he's 22. I mean, you don't reach your physical prime until you're 27 or 28. We're talking about a steal of a deal. It's mind-boggling.
Yeah, and I think that there's probably going to be some opt-outs in there, I'd imagine, because sure. 14 years, like guys could be making that as like an average salary. Like, I know that's like kind of far-fetched, but like realistically with how quickly salaries have appreciated in the last like 5-10 years, like I wouldn't be surprised that he's like middle of the pack by the time he's year 7, 8, 9, you know, in this contract. So I wouldn't be surprised if there's some opt-outs in there. I wouldn't expect, because of how long it is, I wouldn't expect any opt-outs to be anytime soon at all. But you're looking at, like, just in comparison with Bauer, I know he got 3 years. He's making $45 million in 1 year. So are you telling me that Trevor Bauer is worth two seasons of Fernando Tatis Jr. on average? No. not at all. So I think the way that AJ kind of negotiated this deal is, I mean, we give AJ so much praise because of everything that he does. He just seems to turn it into gold. But the point that you made about how well we've treated him, I think goes a long way because he's such a family guy. And you know, like everything you see on Instagram, he's always with his family, always with his mom, always with his dad, his siblings, all that sort of stuff. And so I think that means a ton to him, and more than, you know, an extra 20, 30, 40 he maybe could have got from a different team. But it's just, it's so crazy to even fathom that we're talking about signing a player to 14 years as a Padre fan. Like, I still can't even get to grips about with it right now.
The face of baseball, the cornerstone. Yeah. He's gonna hopefully, I mean, he might play in his 40s or something, I don't know, but Padre for life, regardless. If he plays out to his expectations, he's gonna wear a Padre uniform when he goes to the Hall of Fame. And it's oh man, it's just such a how far we've come as a franchise. And again, we kind of touched on this quite a bit on other episodes, but Preller with the guys he brings in, no 1 year deals or very rare 1 year deals. He's setting up things for the future, still bringing in prospects, really good prospects. Like $24 million a year isn't going to hurt. It's not going to be too hard to overcome. Like, it's not a detriment to the team by any means. And this ownership has already shown time and time again in the last year or two that, I don't know, maybe money is literally not even an option anymore. Like, that we're talking about, about between him, Myers, I mean, sorry, between Hosmer, Ha-Seong Kim, Tatis, and Machado, that's $812 million. Like, it's time we stop talking about ourselves as not having money, because there's money there. And just to correct or clarify my stat from earlier, third largest contract ever by value. Mike Trout, $426.5 million. Mookie Betts, $365 million. Fernando Tatis Jr., $340 million. And then Bryce Harper at $330 million.
Wow.
Insane. Absolutely insane.
I just, the $340 million, like, what would you do with that? That'd be insane.
At 22 years old, not including all sponsorships. Like, it's incredible.
Okay. So I'm going to throw a question out here to you. It could be slightly touchy subject / I don't think that I could answer it. This is why I'm going to ask it. Imagine that Fernando Tatis Jr. sees out the 14 years, maybe even a couple more after that. Like you said, if he wants to play longer, he reaches all of those milestones that he potentially could. Like, he reaches his full potential. He has like a couple MVPs, wins a couple World Series, you know, possibly a couple batting titles. Who knows? A couple Gold Gloves. Who would be your favorite Padres player of all time, Fernando Tatis Jr. or Tony Gwynn?
No doubt. I mean, for me, it'd be Tatis. As much as I love Tony, and he is he's Mr. Padre. He has been, is, and always will be. I mean, we're getting to see this. We're actually getting to see this. We didn't get to enjoy Tony Gwynn like most of the older Padres fans did. We're getting to grow with him. I mean, we were there when James Shields got traded. We were there when he got called up. We've seen the progression. Mm-hmm. We've fallen in love with the person he is, both on the field and off the field. And I mean, we're going to get to see him for the rest of our adult lives, I guess, up until I'm 40, you're 41. And I mean, I'm not trying to get, I've already gotten emotional from this signing. Like, I got chills when it happened, but not to get even more emotional, but I mean, I want to have kids soon or at some point, you know. My kids are going to grow up, getting to grow up watching the best player in baseball play for their team. And I don't know, man. Like, for me, it's got to be Tatis, assuming all that plays out. And even if it's got to be Tatis. It's got to be.
Yeah, I have the nostalgia just when I you know, and you can like first remember things.
I had,
for whatever reason, I have this memory of me sitting in my grandparents' bedroom on this tiny little box TV. I think it was, it must've been like 2001. So I was, you know, first or second grade at the time. And Tony hit a home run to dead center at Wrigley. And I'm pretty sure it was his last season, if I'm not mistaken, in the majors. And for whatever reason, like if you were to ask me like one memory as a kid that just gives you chills and just gives you that like sense of nostalgia, I would throw that memory out there. And I don't know why. It's just something that has always stuck with me. And I just like cherish that for whatever reason. So that's where it would get a little bit murky as to who I would pick. But what I was thinking, what you said is we witnessed this from the get-go, you know, like we witnessed AJ Preller trading James Shields for a 17-year-old kid from the Dominican who obviously put all of his trust and faith in that trade. And then I think we got some, you know, like Eric Johnson or something that was just part of it. We saw him come up that AJ and, you know, at the time, Andy Green and stuff thought it was a good idea to not wait 2 weeks, like you said, to get that extra year of club control. And he hit a, you know, a single in the 5.5 hole, testament to Tony right there in his first at bat. So we've seen him pimp home runs now in the playoffs, like, and this has only been a couple years. So it's, yeah, I think I would have to agree with you there too, that where Tatis would be my favorite player, just because we've seen the in and out of his entire development, how he's going to mature and just how much he's going to mean to this city and hopefully bring a championship to San Diego.
No, yeah, you're absolutely right. And that, I mean, that's the Tony Gwynn era, and those Padres are what made us fall in love with baseball and going to games with our dads. But this is our Padres, you know?
Yep.
It's like I said, we're growing with this team, and hopefully we'll get to see them win a World Series. So it's, I mean, it's a toss-up. They're two amazing players, but if it plays out like you just said, I would have to go with Tatis. But yeah.
I guess one point real quick. Tony Gwynn is the guy that we went to go see games with our dads. Maybe Tatis could be the game, the kid and the player that our kids can see with us as dads. So hence the pod.
I'm excited, baby. I'm excited. A couple more things I want to touch on the deal. First, one of my first reactions was, and not even just today, but thinking about an extension, was the Acuna deal. 8 years to $100 million.
Yeah. Wasn't he rookie when that happened, or just after his rookie season? Like, it was pretty just early after on, his right?
Rookie season. Yeah. So it's similar, but I still think, like, what a steal for us, man. And yeah, I'm speechless. I don't even know what to say right now. It's
what one thing I would like to say is a shout out to Sean Nature or Naker. I'm not sure exactly how to pronounce your name, but Sean at Sean NACHER after the Sean.
Yeah, Sean Conacher.
Shout out to Sean us out on Twitter, because we probably wouldn't have dropped an emergency pod tonight. We're thinking about it tomorrow just because Carlos was still at work. So shout out to you for getting us moving and getting this genuine reaction. But yeah, I mean, to build off the Acuna deal, like you said, 8 years, $100 million. That, I remember there was a lot of scrutiny to that because he hadn't really proven himself. He, you know, he looked kind of like that Tatis-esque player to a point where he had that prospect kind of potential and aura around him where he could be the face of the franchise. But then again, you never know until you prove yourself. And so I remember the scrutiny from that deal, especially. Right now the Braves are totally cashing into that.
Yeah.
And now with Tatis, just originally what I've seen right now on Twitter too, is that people are getting scrutiny to giving scrutiny out to where, like, yo, he's only played two seasons. He played one half year, one quote unquote full year. That was really a half year. Like, how are you giving this guy 14 years, blah, blah, blah. And you're always going to have both people on sides of the fence, you know, especially those that don't support the Padres. So I don't know. To me, I feel like I would sign up for this any day of the week. 14 years, 340. Like, it means more than the value of the contract to me and the city and to you as well. So I don't know. Just as in, because you said it's the third largest contract in the history of baseball value-wise, do you think that the Padres and Tatis equally got a good deal? Do you think Tatis got a better deal because he hasn't, quote-unquote, proved himself for a long period of time? Do you think that the Padres got a better deal because this could potentially be, you know, a steal for them come 5-10 years? Like, what do you think on that front?
Yeah, I mean, is it maybe a little early? You could make that argument. He basically turned 143 games into $340 million over 14 years. But he's as close to a sure thing as you can get at this point, in my opinion. And then, so it's $24 million for anyone at 22 also is a lot of money. Yeah. I think it's a steal already. I think salaries only keep going up. You know, it's a steal already. We're going to look back in 5 years and say it's even more of a steal. And this is the direction contracts are going with the young stars. This is only going to get topped. I give it like a year or two before someone else gets something crazier than this. I don't know if it's the length, same length, or more than 340. They'll probably beat it on AAV, but it's such a win-win for both teams. And I think it goes back to him wanting to be here, him being committed, the team treating him right. Mm-hmm. And they found a way to make it happen. AJ Preller, I feel like we give you so much praise on this podcast. No matter how much we do, it's never enough. He's reached God level status with this one for me. Like, to turn James Shields into this superstar face of baseball, it's incredible. And I think we need to start the petition to, one, build Preller a statue, and two, possibly get James Shields into the Padres Hall of Fame.
I am all for James Shields being in the Padres Hall of Fame, to be honest with you. Like jokingly, but like, how awesome would that be? Is just like, you could imagine, like, if you brought James in to like throw the first pitch out at a game and him knowing like what we're cheering about. Like, I feel like that would be such an awesome moment, because he's it's not his first year that he was here too. He didn't do terribly as well, but like, you just cannot compare him to like what Tatis has evolved into. And so, you know, that goes back to where we've mentioned on previous podcasts that teams are like overpaying for our prospects because they have so much trust in AJ in analyzing and identifying talent at such a young age, that this is just like the cherry on top right here. You know, we gave up an aging 30 plus year old pitcher that couldn't even get out of the third inning in his last few starts for a superstar that is going to be on this team for 14 more years. It is just crazy.
It's incredible. A couple things I wanted to touch on also. Mm-hmm. I saw John Heyman tweet out, is this the best offseason of all time? I mean, in my opinion, it's hard to beat. I'd have to look. I mean, I don't have the reach. I don't know every team's offseason, but you look at the guys we had and then you cement down, you hold down, you tie down your superstar cornerstone shortstop for 14 years on a relatively team friendly deal. How can you argue that? I mean, what do you think?
I, like you said, I would have to look at details of previous off seasons, but it just goes to show, like, last year was amazing. And we saw the amount of talent and potential on this roster. And it was like, if we added like two guys and didn't even give Tatis an extension yet, like, I would have been ecstatic. And the fact that Preller's gone out and made all of these additions and changes to strengthen this team, like if you were to ask me last year, if we had the same core group of guys and maybe added like one dude, could we compete for a World Series? I would have said, yeah. And we've added like a plethora of dudes, including extending Tatis. So right now, especially because I'm biased, I think that this is the greatest offseason of all time. Yeah. Like, this is an emergency pod. We're going off of full just feelings and reactions right now. So short answer,
feelings, no
yes.
Facts. Feelings, no facts.
No facts. Yes, potential facts.
Absolutely. These ain't your daddy's pods. Like, we're coming for you. League's on notice. We've got a squad.
93% chance probability of making the playoffs this year, according to Fangraphs. Number two in the league. When the heck could you say that as a Padres fan? But John Heyman said that he also tweeted and said, Padres have two of the seven biggest MLB contracts ever. Top seven, Trout, Betts, Tatis Jr., Harper. That, like we said, were the top four. Stanton, Cole, and Machado were the next three. So Machado rounds out that top seven, which just it's just so insanely crazy how quickly this ownership has turned this team around too. They've not only laid out a path and a foundation, but they're willing to back up their talk. They want to bring a championship to San Diego, and they are willing to back that up with their pockets literally going down to their ankles and scraping every bit of cash they can to get these guys in this team and tied up for this team for a super long time. So I'm so excited to be a Padres fan right now.
We're coming for it. We're coming for it.
Coming.
Any closing thoughts, Walsy?
Shout out Brad M. Day, good old Bard out there, always interacting with us. Legend. If you actually want to know who's the fastest typer of all time, it is Brad. He literally types 160 words a minute. I'm not even kidding you. Maybe we can get him to do a little typing test. The closing remarks, like, my brain is all over the place right now. I don't even know if I have any. I cannot believe how excited I am again to be a Padres fan right now with everything that's going on, everything we've been through, and just this transformation in the last couple of years has just been insane. I don't know if you have anything else you want to touch upon.
No, man, I feel like I'm dreaming, and if I am, please don't wake me up, because nothing, life, real life isn't better than this. We're here. We're going to be here. This is a new era. It's been a new era, but it's official. This is the new look pods. These ain't your daddy's pods. League's on notice. We're coming for that ass. Go pods all day. Tatis 14 years for life, baby. Go pods.
Let's go. Go pods, baby.
Thank you for listening to another episode of The Podfathers, a Slam Diego Padres podcast. The Podfathers is produced by Los and Walls and is executively produced by Jacob Lamb.
Our theme song is A Bubba by Trilock. To get in touch with the show, follow us on Twitter at Podfathers619. That is at PADFATHERS619, or email us at podfathers@gmail.com. Subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and all other major audio platforms.
Go Pods!